Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
You are.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
We got a big test for Guru today. Very big test coming up. You may not remember this, but it was early last week. He said he was sick of getting mad, done arguing.
Yeah.
Going to take things as they come. How about those Giants, Goo? They're all right. We'll be okay.
I mean, the math is still there.
Oh, no.
But this has been
three more months of that crap. Laughing.
I don't know what to do, man. I told you I didn't understand why Verlander got the ball, but it's just one game. We watched the game together, you, Evan, and I, and casual baseball fans were just, that looks like a sweet old 0-2 pitch. And, you know, Toronto did what they did. And I'm getting tired of when we talk Giant baseball, making something that didn't happen be attractive. That ball was hit hard. That ball was thrown hard. Well, was it?
Devers is hitting the ball.
No, it's Rafael Devers. It's not Devers. It's Nevers. Rafael Nevers. That's a good original. Stiney, I don't know what's. I mean, Webb, you know, he pitched good. He got a 2-run lead and then he gave it right back. But, you know, I'm looking at The Athletic. I think it was Grant Brisby. He had a piece. And this blew me away because I don't believe this, Stiney. Are the Giants closer to being sellers than buyers? Hell no, you ain't selling. Shout out Fred Sanford. You went and got Rafael Devers, man.
Yeah, that's a move.
And Posey said it's go time. What's happened since?
The Giants, they are 11-19 since they had their high point of the season. After a Friday night win against the Dodgers, they were 41-29, and now they're just four games over. Five straight losses. They've lost 6 of 7.
Damn.
And they're now 2.5 out of the wild card. And I love doing this when Guru, actually, I don't love doing it, but I have to point it out. Right now, they're in 8th place in the National League.
Yeah, and that's disappointing to yours truly. I like, nobody would redo the trade. I'm not even saying that. And it'll be greater later, but this was the year, and they still can do it. This was the year they were supposed to make it. I'm sitting here watching that game yesterday, like, and it wasn't the offense. They got offense yesterday. It was the pitching. So now you got Birdsong in Atlanta. Don't look at the record because you lost to the Red Sox. And I'll say this about the broadcast team who we love. And yesterday, a Roku special again. But, Toronto's playing great baseball. Well, you know what? Let's rewind. The White Sox weren't. The Marlins weren't.
Oh, and they came in this way. Month ago.
Yeah, no, it's all, yeah. It's all relative.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not like this.
What don't you know, Goo? Tell me what you don't know. Where I'll try to help
what
you.
Direction they're going.
Well, right now they've lost 5 in a row.
Okay. Or who they are.
Oh, we know. Oh, I think we know who they are. They're 4 over .500. They've played 100 games, Goo, right? 52-48.
Yeah.
I think we know who they are. I think the big question, though, is does it feel like they're losing steam? And look, the trading deadline is in 10 days. And,
wow,
you know, I'm not usually one to make a big deal out of a few games here, a few games there. But, I mean, what do you do if you lose 2 or 3 to the Braves? You know, you got to be careful right here if you're the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, no doubt. And the games don't stop. And you are in Atlanta, so I know Birdsong's been struggling, but Stiney, somehow they got to get a W tonight. You just do. And thank God the Dodgers got swept. You know,
well, they could relax.
You're saying the division has that left?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd start looking at team. Well, first of all, don't look now, but I think you're tied with the Reds, the Cincinnati Reds. Diamondbacks are only 2 games in back of you.
Yeah.
So
you are tied with the Reds, 1 ahead of the Cardinals, and Arizona's coming. They've won 4 in a row.
Exactly. So, you know, the notion that, I don't know.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
And we host a podcast called The Severance Podcast, where we used to break down every episode of the TV show Severance.
Severance isn't back just yet, but the podcast is.
Each week, we'll discuss the movies, TV shows, and ideas that influence the making of Severance.
We're going to talk to the incredible artists who inspire us to do what we do.
The Severance podcast returns Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
I don't think we think about the Dodgers right now.
Okay, so let me ask you this on a beautiful Monday morning. I hope you had a good weekend. What's disappointed you the most about this Giant team thus far?
Well, I think what's, to me, the biggest, it's not one person, it's not one player, it's not one pitcher. To me, the most disappointing aspect of this season is that after you acquired Rafael Devers, you have not been good. You've been significantly worse since you got Devers. And why that's happened, I have no clue. I have no clue.
Somebody needs to have one, but go ahead.
Well, they've had no, you know, they gave up no hitters in that trade, and they got Devers back. And here's an unbelievable stat. There's only three, since the Devers trade.
Okay, give it, lay it on me.
There's only been three Giants hitting over 230. Adamas, he's hitting 280 over the last 28 games.
Can I guess the other two?
Sure.
Chapman.
Everyday players.
Okay.
No, Chapman's below 200 since Devers has been
go
here.
Ahead. What are the, who are the other two?
Patrick Bailey, sitting 250.
Huh?
And Casey Schmidt. Other than that, look at Devers came here with a 272 average. What's he hitting now? 250?
It hasn't been great.
No. The only guy who's really done anything since he's gotten here has been Adamas. So, man, I don't know.
I appreciate.
I'm not sure what to tell you. They're not hitting. Devers came here hitting. He's hitting 208 for the Giants.
Yeah, that
with
ain't
two cool. home runs.
Yeah, man, that's disappointing.
I mean, what do you want?
That was a thorough answer you gave because you didn't want to put it on one somebody. But Stoney, I'm gonna say as a collective, the offense. And I know they weren't hitting the ball out the yard left and right before Devers. But you thought that was going to be the energy drink in the morning, you know, that protein shake. And it has not happened, but they've gone south since they acquired him. And I'm going to just say it to you. Somebody's got to have an answer for them to get up out of this. Or is this just one of those things that Mickey Mouse could be running the club? The guys will come out of it. And if they don't, they don't. But man, to watch where they're at right now, 2.5 games. Out of the wild card, and that thing is headed south. And then you talk about the two games Saturday and Sunday before the break. I'm going there, Stoney, because I was like, you know what, Stoney, you're right. It's just a game. You got Toronto, good club, playing good baseball. But damn, I don't really have the Allen Iversons, the answers. I just don't.
Well, I feel like there's a lot of answers. And the answers are just in the team's performance. And I think if you look at this team right now after 100 games, you'd have to say the offense is poor. The defense, to me, is mediocre. And the pitching has been good.
Ramos,
but
man.
But the problem with the pitching is that you can see, and we've seen over the last 2 or 3 weeks.
It's natural.
They're not going to be able to pitch like they pitched the first 3 months.
No doubt.
But you should have known that. You should have known that you were probably going to have to address the Birdsong issue. Verlander now is front and center. What do you do with Justin Verlander? I don't know.
Because you don't have Harrison anymore if you wanted to go to somebody like that, you know?
No. I mean, he's not on the team anymore. So 888-957-9570 is the number. We got the trading deadline in 10 days. Giants fans, where are you with this team?
Do you care? Is it fair if I say the Red Sox are 16-9 since trading Devers? And I say that because I'm not putting shade on Devers or any player in that situation, but how does that strike you? The team that lost him in their last 25 are 16-9, and the team that he went to, along with, you know, his services, they haven't got it done.
Well, it just tells me that you just never know. Mm. I mean, you just never know. The minute, let's be honest, in the aftermath of that trade, 99% of the fans, I would say 90%
of
the media, the pundits, basically said, Giants just made a great trade. They just got over on the Boston Red Sox.
We had Jim Bouton on, former GM Steiny. He said damn near the same thing. Watch out.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's going on with your Giants, people? Can they get this thing turned around? And if so, how quickly can they do it? A reminder, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands. Guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands, Lathrop.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.